"We should start back," Garrod urged, as the woods began to grow dark around them. "The wildlings are dead." "Do the dead frighten you?" Sir Waymar Royce asked with just the hint of a smile. Garrod did not rise to the bait. He was an old man, past 50, and he had seen the lordlings come and go. "Dead is dead," he said. "We have no business with the dead."
"Are they dead?" Royce asked softly. "What proof have we?"
"We'll saw them," Garrod said. "If he says they are dead, that's proof enough for me." Will had known they would drag him into the quarrel sooner or later. He wished it had been later rather than sooner.
"My mother told me that dead men sing no songs," he put in.
"My wet nurse said the same thing, Will," Royce replied. "Never believe anything you hear at a woman's tit. There are things to be learned even from the dead." His voice echoed, too loud in the twilight forest. "We have a long ride before us," Garrod pointed out. 8 days, maybe 9, and night is falling." Sir Waymar Royce glanced at the sky with disinterest.
"It does that every day about this time. Are you unmanned by the dark, Garrod?"
Will could see the tightness around Garrod's mouth, the barely suppressed anger in his eyes under the thick black hood of his cloak. Garrod had spent 40 years in the Night's Watch, man and boy, and he was not accustomed to being made light of. Yet it was more than that. Under the wounded pride, Will could sense something else in the older man. You could taste it. A nervous tension that came perilous close to fear. Will shared his unease. He had been 4 years on the wall. The first time he had been sent beyond, all the old stories had come rushing back, and his bowels had turned to water. He had laughed about it afterward. He was a veteran of 100 rangings by now, and the endless dark wilderness that the Southron called the Haunted Forest had no more terrors for him. Until tonight. Something was different tonight. There was an edge to this darkness that made his hackles rise. 9 days they had been riding, north and northwest, and then north again, farther and farther from the wall, hard on the track of a band of wildling raiders. Each day had been worse than the day that had come before it. Today was the worst of all. A cold wind was blowing out of the north, and it made the trees rustle like living things. All day Will had felt as though something were watching him, something cold and implacable that loved him not. Garrod had felt it too. Will wanted nothing so much as to ride hell-bent for the safety of the wall, but that was not a feeling to share with your commander, especially not a commander like this one.